Grace, all self, the Son, that's name, arise, like me. I was once lost, and all of them. Amazing grace, amazing. Good morning, welcome. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound. The same ouch, like me, I was once lost, but now I'm found. Good morning, welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Can I play some music?
Is he up to find me? Let your sweet aroma feel my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 2,000, make me your reflection of
Your light, I pray. Jesus, shine on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Compassion in your arms.
In your eyes, Lord, I pray.
Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I follow. Anywhere you open up that door, let your love be true. Show me what have never seen before. Asheri Alabasandi. I want to be your witness, Lord. Only you can take what's wrong and make it right. Makori Alabashantari. Days have shined on me. Let your Lord shine through me in the night. Days are shining on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Is that your prayer on here this morning? Jesus, shine on me. Let your love shine. Hallelujah. Glory to God, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Lord God Almighty, shine down on me and through me, Lord. Let me be a reflection of your light. Lily of the valley. Let me be, oh God, a fragrance, a sweet smelling fragrance to lives and peoples, our people around me that I come in contact with. Fairest of 10,000. Oh, glory to God. Beautify me, oh Lord, with the beauties of holiness. Let the beauty of our Lord shine down upon me. Let it shine down upon us. Let it shine down through us. Even everyone in this room. On today, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Now, if that's your prayer here this morning, lift up your voice and pray and ask the Lord for a blessing. Let him leave a sweet blessing in our lives today, even as we offer a sweet incense of praise. Let him come. Let him come. Let the weight of his glory fall upon us even this morning. Lord, we thank you for a beautiful day. And that we are in the land of the living. We thank you, Lord, that we are here to praise the Lord. We are alive. Yes. The living, they shall praise you, O Lord. For there is no praise for the Lord in the grave. But we are alive and we shall praise you. In thy word, O Lord, shall we praise you even today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We shall rejoice even at the sound. Of your name. Glory to God. That devils are tremble at the sound of that name. But we rejoice when we hear it. Oh yes. Let the redeemed of the Lord rejoice at the sound of the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a beautiful morning. Glory to God. Just soak in his presence for a bit. Yes, let's do that. Let's just soak in his presence for a bit. Shout unto God even this morning. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. We welcome you here this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It is a beautiful day. And let's keep that fire burning. Let's bring some wood on this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us see power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you, my Jesus. My Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. Oh, my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Glory to God. Welcome on this morning to this room. I know, honey, you have to drop in a minute, but just say a word of prayer real quick before you go. Glory to God. And we will continue on here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us pray. Our Father, and our Lord God, we come before you this morning and we bless you. Father, we bless you this morning. For you are Lord God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And it has pleased you to wake us up this morning. It has pleased you to put us in the land of the living. We appreciate you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, as we commit this room into your hands, O Lord, that your will be done that your kingdom come. Lord, that you fortify this room with your presence. Lord, that our hearts, O Lord, will be filled with your spirit. Lord, which you already gave us, O Lord, as a comforter. We thank you for that comforter that you gave us, O Lord, to comfort us, to teach us all things, to lead us into all truth. Father, we thank you and present, Lord, the man of God, even my husband, Pastor Yado, into your hands, O Lord, that is going to be bringing out the word. We ask, Lord, that your spirit will download upon his spirit in the name of Jesus, that he will speak like an oracle of God, and the words of his mouth will flow like honey out of the honeycomb in the name of Jesus. We bless you and give you all the glory, and all the hearers also. We bless and we pray for all participate in the spirit in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. We declare this room opened in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ani, for that powerful prayer as we enter into his presence. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I just feel like singing a little bit this morning. We're going to have an old-fashioned, powerful prayer room here today. But first, I just want to sing a little. And you can sing along with me wherever you are. You know, just praise the name of the Lord. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. Hallelujah. My comfort, shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I have, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord all the earth. Let us sing power and majesty. Praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Glory to God. Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Let's share the room. Yeah, that's what we do, is we share the room. Let people know where you are. Share it on Clubhouse first. See that little button, second from the left at the bottom, that has an arrow pointing up. You click that and press the share on Clubhouse, and it will put it right there in your hallway. And people will know you are in this room. Yes, let them come and join us for a powerful time in his presence this morning. And then, you know, if you have friends that you would like to invite, also click on share, you know, and you click it again. You click on invite people and just invite them to the room. You just click anybody you see that's online. If they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. That's the culture here in Clubhouse. Invite people. Just click, 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 click. And who knows who the wind of the Spirit might blow in. And if the Lord blows them in and they get a blessing, you get a blessing too. for inviting them. Well, praise the Lord. I love the Lord this morning. Do you love him? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is the one that gives us strength. Strength. Hallelujah. Strength. When I'm weary. Hallelujah. He's the one that holds me up. Even when I'm about to fall. He's the one that picks me up. Even when I fall. Hallelujah. He's my everything. He's my everything. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Years ago, when I was a young man, we used to sing this song that says, he's my everything. He's my all. He's my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me. He makes everything new. He is my everything. Now what about you? Some folks may ask me, some folks may say, who is this Jesus you talk about every day? He is my Savior. He died for me. He is my everything. Now what about you? Hallelujah. Just take a moment and just acknowledge him. Worship him where you are. Is he your everything on this morning? Is he? Glory to God. We are coming into his presence today first to worship him. Glory to God. Let's worship in the beauty of holiness. The scripture says, in the womb of the morning, Psalm 110 and verse 3, the Lord commands the beauties of holiness and the dew of the youth together in the womb of the morning, such as this. And we are commanded to bring wood and lay it on that altar, in the words of Leviticus 6 and 12. Every morning, bring wood, set it in order upon the altar, and burn the fat and the grease and all the non-worthy things in our life. Let's lay them down on that altar. Let it burn. Glory to God. Let it burn. Thank you, Jesus. We must constantly, Paul said, I die daily. We must constantly bring it back. Bring that flesh back on the altar. Flesh on fire. Glory to God. That's the only thing that the flesh is good for. God hates the flesh. And the flesh hates God. But when that flesh is on fire, on the fire of the altar, when we set the wood in order, and when we lay that sacrifice down, and if that sacrifice is clean and is pleasing to God, then he'll send that fire. Glory to God. We won't even need to light the fire. God will send that fire. Send a fire in my soul this morning. Light a fire in my soul this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is so precious on this morning. Good morning. I see everyone that's in the room, and I acknowledge you, our brother Kolapo, Sister Alexis, brother Carl. God bless you, Sister Chioma. God bless you. You are all welcome. I see you also, Michelle. God bless you, Sister Grace. God bless you. And Chi, thank you for joining. It's a beautiful day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the day was created for us. We were not created for the day. So this day must be subject to us. Glory to God. You know, we should wake up. You should wake up in the morning every day, you know, and say, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the greatest of them all? The Lord. that is in me, even the hope of glory. I see the glory of the Lord upon me today. I see the beauty of holiness upon me. Even as it is written, let the beauty of our Lord shine upon us. In the words of Psalm 90 and verse 16. Let him shine upon us. You know, let the beauty of holiness, let him shine upon us. Hallelujah. And let the Lord God Almighty establish even his beauty in our lives. You know, first his beauty, and then, you know, he will establish the work of our hands. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, O God, and thy glory unto their children. And then verse 17 of Psalm 90 says, and let the beauty of our Lord God be upon us. Yes, Lord, let your beauty be upon us this morning. The beauty of the Lord, let it be upon us this morning. Glory to God. What is the beauty of the Lord? Well, let me tell you about the beauty of the Lord. He is something else. You know, the radiance, the beauties of the Lord. Oh, listen to this in Psalm 50. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken. And I call the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Whoo. Let him shine in our hearts, even this morning. He is a perfection. How do you define beauty? Well, you know, that's God. Hallelujah. How do you define holiness? Well, that's God. How do you define glory? Well, that's God. I mean, he is the Lord God Almighty. That he causes his glory to shine. He redefines glory. He takes glory from glory into glory, above glory and beyond glory. Oh, if we can only perceive just a bit, even as Moses said, show me your glory, Lord. Show me your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to be praying for some of that this morning. An old-fashioned prayer meeting here this morning. You know, I was going to do something else, but then in my heart, Holy Ghost tugging in my heart. You know that, we need some of that firepower again in our souls. And the only way to do it is to cry out to God, Lord God, show me thy glory. I want to see thy glory, Lord. I want to see thy glory. And if you've ever seen that glory, you always want more of it. You know, I want more, Lord. I want more. I want more. I want more. Moses, after all of the miracles that he saw, and God wrought even through his hands. Yet he said, Lord, show me thy glory. Are you telling me that all those miracles were not glory? Show me thy glory, Lord. Show me thy glory, Lord. Show me thy glory, Lord. And the Lord said, my presence will go before thee. My presence will be with thee. My angel shall go before thee, but beware of him now. because he will not pardon thy transgression. You know, there is a place where we come into. We got to be real careful now. Especially, you know, when we think we got it, then we got to be real careful. You know, because Moses, he said, the Lord thy God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. Wow. Wow. You know, when you compare yourself to the Lord like that, then you better be perfect. You better be perfect because, you know, if you say you are the cream of the crop, you say you are the elect, you are the apple of his eye, you are the this and you are the that, you know, and all of these things which we say about ourselves sometimes. Well, okay. I mean, that's fine. But then, you know, it's going to be zero tolerance. Zero tolerance. I mean, look at the mighty works that Moses did. Look at all of the stuff that he, you know, went on in his life. The great things he saw. He went inside the fiery mountain multiple times. He went inside Mount Sinai with the glory and all of that. You know, and when he came back, they were looking at his face steadfastly. He was shining with the glory of God. My goodness. But yet, the Lord was displeased with him, you know, for one thing or the other. We were in our Bible study room, fellowship room last night. We read this in Numbers 20, how the Lord was displeased with Moses, you know, because of what he did or did not do. You know, he did not sanctify the Lord even in the eyes of the children of Israel, you know, and he took upon himself too much. You know, when the Lord told him to speak to the rock, you know, and he was angry. He called the people of the Lord rebels, and he yelled at them. And he said, shall we bring forth water from you, for you out of this rock? Who? You're not the one bringing the water out. It's God Almighty that's going to bring that water out. He may use you, but you are nothing. You know, and then he began to say, oh, shall we do this and shall we do the other, you know, as if it is him. Well, the Lord came back and told him that today you did not sanctify me. You did not sanctify me before the presence, before the children of Israel. You did not. And because of that, you are not going to get into that promised land. My goodness. Wow. We need to be careful now. You know, the more we get into his glory, especially if you claim anything, you know, better if you don't claim anything. You know, Jesus said, look, if you were blind, then you would have had no sin. But because you say you see, therefore your sin remaineth. You know, so, you know, the people that claim to be one thing or the other, the story that Jesus told in Luke 18 of two men that went to pray, the one that could not lift up his head and just say, Lord, I beat upon his chest and say, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Just have mercy upon me. And the other one that stood and said, you know, I am not like other men. You know, I got a good thing going for me here. You know, I am the elect. I am the, you know, cream of the crop. You know, I am this and that. I'm the apple of his eye. You know, I fast twice a week. I do all of these things and all of that. I am the child of Abraham. You know, he said, look, you don't begin to say to yourselves that you are children of Abraham. God can of these stones raise up children to Abraham. Doesn't make the Lord any difference. What he wants is, he said, what does he require of thee, O man, but that thou should walk humbly before the Lord God all your lives. The moment you start saying, shall we bring water out of this thing for you people, you know, as if you are the one that's going to do it. And the Lord was wrath with Moses and Aaron, the both of them. And it did not end well with them at all. My goodness. You know, and they missed getting in there. You know, they couldn't do it. And but the Lord wanted them to do it. He wanted them to go in there, you know, but, you know, they couldn't do it. You know, so today we're going to have an old fashioned prayer meeting. That's right. Old fashioned prayer meeting. We're going to do and humble ourselves before the Lord. You know, the Lord said, take the rod, gather the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak. That's Numbers 20 and verse 8. Speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and he shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So shalt thou give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he had commanded him, you know, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock and said unto them, hear now, you rebels. Is this what God told him to say? Hear now, you rebels. Must we fetch water for you out of this rock? Is that what the Lord said? You know, and Moses lifted up his hand, and with the rod, he smote the rock twice. He was angry, you know, and one thing began to lead to another, you know. First, you take the word of God and you twist it a little bit, you know, just because God is moving in your life mightily. And then you think that, you know, you are anything before the Lord, you know, and then you come in here. The Lord says, speak, but you don't speak through the rock. Instead, you yell at his people and you smite the rock twice. That rock must only be smitten once. That rock was Christ that followed them. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. That rock was Christ, and that rock cannot be smitten more than once. It was prophetically, and you don't smite that rock twice. You don't yell on the people of God. You don't rail on them. You know, let them be rebels. God will deal with them. You know, that's for God to say. It's not for you to say. You know, it's for God to say. You know, and, you know, we were reading this in the Bible study room yesterday. And I said, my goodness, you know, with all of the power and all of the glory that Moses had in his life, you know, he spake unadvisedly with his mouth by calling the children of God rebels. He also acted out of anger, you know, by smiting the rock, whereas God said, speak, you know, even though the water still came out, you know, by the grace of God and the mercies of God, the water still came out, but that was not what God asked him to do. He was completely out of line. He was out of line. He was out of order. You know, and God, you know, the Lord said to him, wow, you and your brother Aaron, because you did this, you rebelled against my word. You know, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people. He shall not enter into the land, and neither shall you. You know, so they did not enter in because, you know, they rebelled against the word of the Lord. They rebelled against the word of the Lord. Now, how do we rebel against the word of the Lord? So that's going to be part of our prayer here this morning. You know, how do we not sanctify the Lord? You know, he said, you did not sanctify me, you know, in the eyes of these people. And you rebelled against my word. Now, when the Lord has given his word, we have to speak that word as it is. We cannot add to his words. You know, if we add to his words, then he will rebuke us. You know, so we should not add to his words. And Jesus, when he was being tempted of the devil, you know, what did he do? All he did was just use the word. He only said, it is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. That's all he said. Every single time. That's what he said. And that's what we must do. We must not add to his words. If we add to his words, you know, and why do people add to his words? Well, because You know, we think that we are so familiar with God. We are now the voice of God and so on and so forth. You know, so now, you know, we add to his words. We have all kinds of prophets jumping up these days, whom the Lord has not sent, you know, and, you know, adding to his words. And the Lord might have sent them a little bit, or maybe at one time. But now they add to his words and then begin to speak even when the Lord has not spoken. The Bible calls it presumptuously, you know, and some of them actually do speak, you know, intentionally to make merchandise of people. But Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 6 will tell you, you know, add not to his words, lest he reprove you, and you will become a liar. Well, unfortunately for Moses and Aaron, his brother, they added to his words, and that did not end well with them. So today, before we pray, and we're going to have an old-fashioned prayer here this morning. Yeah, I was going to do something else, but this is what we'll do today. We will use the word. We will speak only his word, you know, in everything that we pray and everything that we say. We will not add to his words, lest he reprove us. We will use just the word. Remember, in Hebrews 4 and 12, the word of God is powerful like that. Ah, he's so powerful. You know, he can do wonders. What are some of the things that the word of God can do? Well, let's check it out. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says that the word of God is quick. That means it is alive. And it is powerful. Wow. And it is what? Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder. That's right. Piercing to the dividing even asunder of soul and spirit. And of the joints and marrows. And he's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I want to talk about the soul dividing asunder between soul and spirit for just a minute. You know, the word of God can do that. You know, the soul is very soulish. The soul is where you have the emotions, the anger, the fear, the doubt, the unbelief, the this and the that. You know, that's what, you know, was Moses' problem here. He allowed the stuff that was in his soul to get the better of him. You know, the righteous indignation that he felt. Well, the wrath of man, you know, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So forget that. You know, and he came in that righteous indignation, you know. But what he should have done is, you know, anytime, this is what we should do. This is how the word of God divides between the soul and the spirit. When your soul is trying to go one way, unbelieving, fearful, doubting, angry, and so forth, the word, you latch on to the word in your spirit. You know, there are many people in the word, in the Bible, that said, nevertheless. That's right. You know, well, you know, we have toiled all night long, but we caught nothing. Luke chapter 5, you know, and in his mind, he's already saying, look, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. But in his spirit, the word of God divides between that soul and the spirit. And in his spirit, he said, well, but nevertheless, at thy word, glory to God. You know, so you bring that word in there to cut us under. Cut us under, you know, the soulish soul that is trying to pull you down. And that's all those emotions. It's there, you know. Just because, you know, we are born again doesn't mean that that part's gone. It's always there, you know. So, for now, at least. But we must use that word to divide, you know. When you begin to think that, oh, it's far too late, you know, then remember his word, you know. Like Martha was saying, well, it's far too late, you know. If you would have been here, my brother would not have died. But then again, but she said, well, but nevertheless, even now, I know that whatsoever you speak or ask, you will get it from God. My goodness. You know, so when your soul feels one way, let your spirit latch onto that word. That's dividing between the soul and the spirit. It also goes inside the joints and the marrows. My goodness. It pierces. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents. You know that the word of God can go inside your marrows. You know, where does the blood get formed? You know, the word of God can go inside. I remember even using that in some cases, in praying for the sick, praying for myself. You know, word of God go inside my marrows. And it'll be health to your navel. My goodness. Health to all your bones. We use the word. So today is going to be an old-fashioned prayer meeting around the word. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. The Lord said, my word shall never return void. You know, the word of God will never return void. It will accomplish whatever it is that God sent it to do. And it will prosper in its purpose. You know, so as the word is just like rain. You know, when the rain comes down, it doesn't go back up. You know, so he said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void. But what does the rain do? You know, it watereth the earth, bringeth forth and bud to give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Likewise shall my word be, saith the Lord, that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. Now, if you are, you know, putting on the armor, don't forget the sword. The sword is that offensive part, you know. My goodness, the shield of faith, you know, quench every fiery dart, but you can use the sword to strike the very heart of the devil. Glory to God. Now, the word of God produces faith. Faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 will tell us that. He said, faith, how does it come? Well, it comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So speak the word of God to your own ears. That's right. That's why the Bible says this word shall not depart out of your mouth. You must be speaking it. You got to speak it even in your own ear hearing. Speak it to yourself. Speak it to your spirit. Like David used to do, he said, David encouraged himself in the Lord. He said, my soul, why art thou cast down? I will yet praise him, who is the light of my countenance. And he began to encourage himself like that. You know, you'll find that in Psalm 42, you know, and verse 5. You know, when he began to, you know, say, look, I will not be discouraged. And whatever is going on right now, I will yet praise the Lord, you know. I will yet praise him because he is the light and my help, the help of my countenance, you know. And he said, well, when my soul is cast down, that's what I'm going to do, you know. I will speak to my soul the word of God, you know. My goodness, the word of God has creative power. You can use the word to shape things. Glory to God. This is how God did it in the beginning. We see that in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. We see how God used the word of God. You know, he said, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God used the word to call things into existence. You know, and that's what we're going to do on here this morning. Glory to God. You know, everything that God did, it was by the word. He would say, and let there be, and there was. He would say, and let this be, and it was. He would say, and let this come forth, and it was. And let the waters bring forth abundantly, and they will. And let the waters be gathered over here and over here, and let the dry land appear, and so it will be. And let there be a light over here, a greater light over here to rule the day, and a lesser light over. And it, so it was. Whatever he said, so it was. Glory to God. And that's what Psalm 33 and verse 9 tells us. Psalmist was remembering, you know, how that the Lord, you know, gave commandment and he stood fast. How that it spake, he spake, and it was done. You can read that in Psalm 33 and verse 9. So the word of God is powerful like that. We use it like that, you know. And people even, they were amazed at Jesus. You know, there's a story in Matthew chapter 8. You know, I believe around verse 27 or so, you know, they were amazed at Jesus. You know, they said, who is, you know, why does even everything obey him? because he was their very word. Glory to God. And he knew how to use that word, you know. And people marveled at him, saying in Matthew 8:27, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Well, they will obey. These things only obey the word of God. You know, it's the word that they obey. You know, it's not, they don't just obey anything. It's the word that they obey. You know, as it is written in Psalm 103, verse 20. One of my favorite verses when I speak like this on this subject. So powerful. You know, it says, look, praise the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength. You know, so there are different categories of angels. But the most powerful ones, here's what they do. You know, he said, look, they are always doing his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. That's it. You cannot get angels to do anything else. The real angels, we're not talking fallen angels. You know, you cannot. It's only by his word. You cannot command the angels to do anything. You know, but you can speak the word. And when you speak the word, the angels that excel in strength, they will carry out the word because they only obey God, you know, but, you know, they obey God by his word. And where the word of God is spoken in confidence and in faith, you know, according to the word of God, not adding to it, not doing one way or the other, you know, those angels, they go into operation. You know, even as he says in Psalm 68 and verse 11, he said, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company that published it. Well, God has myriads of angels, you know, and also his people, which are you and me, to speak his word. But don't say anything other than his word, lest he reprove you. Speak exactly his word, you know, but, you know, in order for his word that we speak to be effective when we are speaking it in prayer or even in any situation that we speak that word, it has got to be mingled with faith in our hearts. Now, am I saying anything new here that we don't know? Of course not. These are things that we know. You know, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 says that for some people of those generation in the past, the gospel was preached, you know, to us as it was to them, but the word did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith in them that heard it. So if the word is not mixed with faith, you know, even though that word is a living, I mean, it's a living thing. You know, it's got, It's spirit. The very word is spirit. Jesus said in himself, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God is spirit. It's living being. You know, it knows when there is faith and it knows when there is not faith. You can't just, you know, use the word anyhow, you know, but Jesus, he used the word. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, the temptation there, always said, it is written. And he stood right there by the word. It is written. It is written. I mean, and other people also who recognize the power of that word, you know, there are stories in the Bible like that. For instance, the centurion, you know, in Matthew chapter 8, the centurion would tell Jesus, I think around verse 8 or so, he would tell Jesus, speak the word only, you know, speak the word only. And my servant shall be healed. Matthew 8 and 8, you know. He said, for I am a man under authority. In verse 9, I have soldiers under me. When I say to this man, go, he goes. When I say to the other, come, he comes. So this man used his own personal situation to understand how the word works. And I said, look, Lord, look, I understand how authority works. You know, when I speak to my servants, they do it. You know, there's no questions asked. That's how they do it in the military. You know, but so he said, look, I know you are also a man of authority like me in your realm. You know, so you just speak the word. Glory to God. Speak the word only. My servant will be healed. That's amazing. That is amazing. You know, and Jesus himself was amazed. He said, look, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. This is the kind of faith that Jesus, you know, moves him. You know, he doesn't like unbelieving kind of faith. But when you just take God at his word, when you can tell God, look, this man told Jesus, you don't even need to bother to come into my house. Where you are from right now, right here, speak the word. My servant will be healed. Glory to God. My goodness, that is so powerful. You know, speak the word. You know, my servant will be healed. It doesn't matter whether his servant was 10 miles away or 50 miles away. It didn't matter where his servant was. He said, just speak the word. My servant will be healed. Because he was mixed with faith in his heart. You know, the word of God is so, so powerful. Psalm 119, the whole psalm, the longest in that book, in the book of Psalms, is all written about almost every verse in that long psalm is about the efficacy of the word of God, how powerful the word of God can be. But I will just pick out a few select verses out of there. The whole chapter of Psalm 119. It's about the word of God. Everything that he says is one aspect of the word or another is what that whole chapter is all about. You know, but let me just pick out a few verses here and there. You know, we start with verse 9. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed. It's not just a young man, but it's better if they do it early on in life. By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin unto thee. Glory to God. Verse 16, you know, he said, I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word. On and on and on and on. You know, read the whole thing, everything in that chapter it's all about the word, everything that he says there. You know, let me find another one. Verse 104. You know, it's a good one also. And, you know, verses 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And then verse 130, I love this one. You know, every time I stand to preach, I love to say this particular one. The entrance of thy words giveth light, and it giveth understanding to the simple. You can read it on and on and on and on and on. It's all there. You know, we can read also, I love also verse 89. You know, talks about his word being settled forever in heaven. Well, the question is it settled in your heart? Is it settled in my heart? You know, Psalm 119 verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. That's a song we sing with that. It is settled in heaven. But is it settled in my heart? Well, it's already settled in heaven. You know, but can you make the dominion thereof come to bear upon the earth? Well, absolutely. If you know how to walk that word just right. You know, so the word of God is already settled. It is self-sustaining. Once the word goes forth, that's it. It's done. There's nothing else. You know, the only thing that can break that word is when it is not mixed with faith. You know, that's the only thing that can break that word. You know, just like the centurion, you know, that said, you know, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. Well, the Lord also says, you know, concerning this word, anytime he can send his word. Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word and healed them, my goodness, and delivered them from all their destructions. I mean, this is how powerful that word is. You know, there is nothing else, you know, that can give peace and give a guiding light like that word. We read that already in Psalm 119 verse 5. It's a guiding light. It's a light, lamp where you stand, light. You will never be in darkness if you are in the word. And it will shine light upon your ways, you know, and so forth like that. You know, and it also brings peace. The word of God brings peace. It's amazing. You know, let's read, you know, that same Psalm, 119 verse 165. Now there's a lot of verses in that, you know, in that, chapter of the Psalms, you know, but Psalm 165 say, great peace have they which love thy word. The law is the word of God. And nothing shall offend them. Nothing they will be offended. They have peace. They are not going to be rattled. They are not going to be, you know, freak out or whatever. They have peace. Hallelujah. Even it says in Philippians 4 and 7, and the peace of God, glory to God, that passes understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. My goodness. The presence of God comes to us even through his word. You know, because the word in the beginning was with God. And the word was God. And this word was made flesh. And he dwelt among us. My goodness. You know, that's so powerful if you can unpack it. For the word of God to be made flesh for us. In other words, when Mary received that word and she said, be it unto me according to your word, then the word was made flesh. And that's what it must be in our lives. We have got to receive that word, mingle it with faith, speak the word. It becomes flesh. It becomes a part of our lives. You know, part of our lives. And you must have confidence and trust in the Lord. My goodness. Let's read Isaiah 26. You know, how he gives peace to those who trust in him. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation we keep at the truth. Thy word is truth, O Lord. That's right. May enter in. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I mean, we can go on and on and on, but I want us to use this word in prayer today. The first prayer is, Lord, show me thy glory, O Lord, and show me thy way. Teach me thy precepts, O Lord. Remember, we started with the story of Moses, how great he was, and yet he faltered, you know, at the water of Marah. He faltered there because he did not sanctify the Lord. He added to his words and let his own emotion get the better of him. And that didn't end very well for him, neither for his brother Aaron. So our first prayer this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus, is we're going to pray that the Lord would teach us his ways. You know, the Bible says that he showed his acts to the children of Israel, but his ways to Moses. Well, we want his ways, not just his acts. You can see his acts up and down all day long, but if you don't know his ways, you still miss the mark. And sometimes when God tells us something, we do half of it, or we corrupt his words and we think we've done it. No, we got to do it exactly. We saw that in the story of Saul also. You know, what God told him, you know, to do. Saul, King Saul, you know, he did part of it and he changed the word of God and did not do all of it. Did not destroy all the Amalekites and everything that God said. He brought some things, you know, which he said, well, you know, I've done your word, you know, I've done his word, you know, I brought this to sacrifice. And Samuel said, no, no, you did not do his word. You did your mind. You know, you have to follow his word exactly, because to obey him is better than sacrifice, you know. And when you have a willingness to follow the Lord, that's a whole lot better than burnt offering and so forth. So Samuel set him straight. But he thought in his own mind that he had done the will of God. He thought he had done as he was commanded. Well, you know, if you only do part of what you were commanded, you have not done what you were commanded. And if you add to his words, then you have not done what you are commanded. So this is the prayer that we must pray today. Lord, keep me in alignment with your word, that I say neither more nor diminish aught from it, but I stay right there with the word, you know, with the word. He that has my word, let him tell it faithfully, you know. And if you have a dream or a vision, say it exactly as it is. Don't embellish it. If you have my word, speak it faithfully. In your situation, you speak that word faithfully. It is the word that the angels hearken to. And they know the voice of that word. Hearkening to the voice of his word. There is a voice to that word. And you will be the one giving voice to it. You take that word, but you must know what it is. If you don't know, 2 Timothy 2:15. If you don't know what the word says, then how are you going to know what to speak in what situation? You know, so you must know what the word says. And then when you speak it, you study to know the word. That's what Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15. Study, know the word. That's right. When you know the word, and we covered this last week when we did faith specs or some other time, you know. So when you know that word and you speak what he has spoken and don't add anything to it, and you stay right there with it, the word will sustain itself. That's it. The word will sustain itself. And there will be contradictions that will arise against that word to try to discourage you and destabilize you from that point of faith. Which is why Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, he said, look, Will not God avenge his elect that cry unto him day and night? I tell you, Jesus said, he will avenge them speedily. But nevertheless, when he comes to avenge them and to answer their prayer, will I find you still at a point of faith? That's how you should read Luke 18 and verse 8. I tell you, because you read it in context, you know, when the Lord finally comes, you've been praying, you've been believing God, you've been declaring. But when he finally shows up, will you still be believing? Or would you have run off or been discouraged? So we must never be dismayed. We stay right there with the word. We know that the word will sustain itself. So let's pray. First prayer point this morning, in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, show me, O God, thy glory, and help me to walk in thy ways and thy statutes, that I may always sanctify you in my life, that I may turn neither to the left nor the right, that I may add nothing to his words, nor diminish aught from it, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And this is how we grow in faith. This is how we increase in power with the Lord. Growing in faith and in power is by us, you know, dwelling and walking with the word. The more we use this word, the more our faith will increase. You know, Jesus, they asked him, Lord, increase our faith. And he said, it's not about me increasing your faith. It's about you using what you already got. When you use it, according to the word, you use my word with it, the Lord said, then your faith will grow. Glory to God. So, Lord, I thank you this morning for myself and for everyone that's in this room today. Glory to God. And if you want to come and join us in the prayer, I want it to be an old-fashioned prayer meeting here this morning. Come to the stage and be with us. You know, I'm old-fashioned like that. You know, in old-fashioned days, we used to holler and shout and scream and so forth. You know, we didn't care to be polished or, you know, or refined. You know, if you went into a prayer meeting, my goodness, you know, people will be hollering, rolling on the ground, sweating and everything. They didn't care. They didn't care what, you know, they looked like. You know, when the Holy Spirit is moving in the heart of the people and they're crying before the Lord, you know, they didn't care what somebody else looking like them. They holler, they roll. That's why they used to call them holy rollers. They would holler, they would roll on the ground. They'd do anything. They would cry out to God. You know, in some cases, it was genuine. In other cases, it wasn't. But when it was genuine, my goodness, the Lord will see that. He will smell. He said, I will not smell in your assembly if it is not genuine. But when it is, you smell that. That sounds like a good offering of incense to him. And he'll come there. My goodness, he will fill the hearts of the people. You know, so I want you to come. Raise your voice this morning and let's pray together. That's right. Let's pray together. You know, let's have unified prayer here this morning.
Yes.
You know, I know some of you may not be in a position to speak, but if you can, I want you to come to the stage. I'm sending an invite to everybody. If you can pray, you know, with us this morning, then come and let's pray together. You know, let's raise our voice. Let's cause our voices to be heard in prayer this morning. Glory to God. That's how we did it in the olden days. And that's how we will do it. Praise God. So if you can, come to the stage and let's pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, and we will call out, you know, the prayer points. I will ask my wife also to call out some prayer points around sanctification. That's the first thing, you know, before we begin to say, Father, give me this, Father, give me that, Father, give me this, Father, give me that. First, Lord, give me yourself. Lord, give me your glory. Hallelujah. Make me more like you. Show me your ways. Let my eyes be open to see wondrous things out of your book and your word. Let my ears be open to hear your voice. My sheep hear my voice. Let my heart be inclined to think like the Lord. Glory to God. Let my words and of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, let them be acceptable before thee, O Lord God, my Redeemer. That's our prayer this morning. That's our first prayer point this morning. So let's do it. Let's pray. Raise your voice Hallelujah. And let's pray. Glory to God. Yes, honey, can you lead us in that prayer? Let's Amen. Pray that prayer of sanctification this morning, that prayer of, you know, searching for God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
In our hearts. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, our God, we just thank you for your word. Father, your word says in Psalm 105 that your word is a light unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, we are asking, Lord, even as your word has said, that indeed your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, let our path be lighted up by your word. Let us remember your word, Lord. Father, even your entrance of your word, it gives light, that lights every man that comes to him. Father, because you are the light of
glory to God. Thank
Father, you give understanding unto the simple. Father, give us understanding as we read your word, as we obey your word. Father, Lord, you said peace, great peace have they which love your Lord, and nothing shall offend them. Father, we pray against the spirit of offense, Lord, because your word is a light unto our feet. And Lord, you say we delight in your word. Father, we have peace because we love your law and we delight in your word. Father, you said you will order our steps in your word.
Yes,
and let
Lord.
Not iniquity have dominion. Iniquity will not have dominion over us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus because you sent your word. Hallelujah. Is any among you sick? Lord, your word is a healer. You sent your word and it healed them. Father, we thank you and you deliver us from destruction. Any kind of diagnosis from the doctors, whatever they have said, your word supersede. You say, which reward are you going to believe? Whose word are we going to believe? The word of the Lord or the word of the doctors? The word of the Lord said, I am healed. The doctor said, you are diagnosed with this. But thy word says, we are healed. Lord, we believe your word above every other word. We know the word, the doctors are doing their job all right. But we also believe your word that said we are healed by your stripes. Father, we thank you for your word that said you have taken away our sicknesses and diseases. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes we are healed. Therefore, we receive healing in our bodies. Is any among us sick tonight, this morning? We release healing in the name of Jesus by the word of the Lord. Father, thank you for your word that is always with us. It gives understanding and it keeps our hearts, our minds through Christ Jesus. Thank you for that word, O Lord, that you have given us right from the beginning. The word was with God and the word was with God and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God and the word never fails. As it was in the beginning, so it is now, even in our days. You say, speak the word only, and it shall be done. Father, help us, O Lord, to speak that word. Father, because your word is life and is fire. Lord, when we keep your word, you will keep us in perfect peace. Because our mind is stayed on you, O Lord. Because we trust in thee. We trust in the Lord forever. And the Lord, oh, Lord Jehovah, is our everlasting strength. Father, we know your word is our strength. Therefore, we speak this word. Father, we teach us, oh, Lord, the way of thy status. And we will keep it unto the end. Oh, Lord, give us understanding. And we shall keep thy law. And we shall observe it with our whole heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh, Lord, you make known of your words, your ways, and your, even as you made it unto Moses, your acts unto the children of Israel. Oh, Lord, you have made your word known unto us. Your word is fire. Hallelujah. We thank you because by your word, oh, Lord, that we have written in our hearts. Oh, Lord, God is great. We delight. You do not delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, but in the obeying of your voice. Ah, hallelujah. Let us obey your voice. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. Oh, Lord, the prophet has a dream and is telling the dream. And Lord, my word, let it speak my word faithfully. Lord, let this prophet speak your word faithfully. Let them know that is, let it not be like a shaft to this wheat, Lord, saith the Lord God Almighty. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, Lord, thy word shall we keep in our heart, that we will not sin against you, oh, Lord. Help us to keep that word all the time. Your word, oh, Lord, you have lifted that word even above your name. Hallelujah. That word is greater. Hallelujah. Above all names. Glory and honor be to your name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, oh, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that name the name of the Lord, let them depart from iniquity. Help us, O Lord, to depart from iniquity. To know your word and to hide it in our heart is to depart from iniquity. Lord, when you say, the word have I hidden in my heart, that I will not sin against you. Father, help us to hide that word in our hearts, O Lord, all the days of our lives, that we will not sin against you. Father, let us repeat the word, all even unto ourselves. Let us speak that word only. Let us obey that word only. Father, let us, thy word is fire unto our bones. It will go into our navels, into our belly, Lord, and dispel every traces of darkness. Thank you, Lord, because your word is true and is everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting. Right from the beginning, Lord, you spoke the word into creation. And Lord, we're here today. You spoke us, oh Lord. You said, let there be, and there was. And Lord, you have given us the power and the authority to use that word. Father, help us, O Lord, to speak life in life into our children, to speak life into our spouses, to speak life into ourselves, O Lord, unto ourselves. Father, to speak healing, to speak strength. Father, your word is a strength, is our strength, O Lord. Father, we have written into healing in our hearts that we may not sin against us, against you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep that word always, always in our hearts, all the days of our life, to walk in the liberty of the sons of God, to walk in that liberty. Lord, to know that you have given us this word. You have given us freely all things to enjoy. Lord, because the angel, the acting, even to the voice of your word, to obey your word. Father, therefore, we know you are spoken, being by your word, though that the angels will acting unto it. Even by this word that we speak, they are life in the name of Jesus. Let it bring health to our bones and to our navel in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as we speak the word into our every part of our being. Let him listen to that word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because your word is powerful. You say, even as the, even your word, you say, look unto me in the name of Jesus. That name, Lord, you have given us that name, that powerful name, that when we speak your word and we use that name, Jesus, that is greater than any other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things on earth. Your word says it, that at the name of Jesus, every situation in our life shall bow to the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every disease, every pronunciation against us, they must bow in the name of Jesus. We are not in the name of Jesus. We come against, even at this time of Halloween, as they are preparing to do Halloween. Father, we subdue by the word of the Lord. Father, your word subdue the enemy. Subdue every traces of darkness in the name of Jesus. You have given us power and authority over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Father, the enemy that has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, you have given us power against him. And by your word said, we will trample the enemy under our feet. So we are trampling you, Satan, under our feet this morning. We trample all your hook, everything that you plan that you have against our children. We trample them in the name of Jesus. We have power over you, because God has given us the power, not by ourselves, but by the Almighty God that has given us the power over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing at all shall by any means hurt us. Therefore, we trust in the Lord and the Lord God Almighty, for in him is our everlasting strength. Father, we go in the strength of the Lord today to conquer every situation, to conquer every thought, every imagination. We put them under the obedience of Christ in the name of Jesus. And that is what your word says, that we can command every thought, every imagination. We can bring them to the obedience of Christ, to obey the word of God, to obey, hallelujah, Lord, the desire of God concerning our lives. Let them obey. And the name of Jesus, we bless your name this morning. We thank you for this word that has been preached unto us. Let it be unto us, Lord, even a light unto our feet and unto our path. Let us walk in this path, in this light, in the name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I am going to read through a few of these verses in Psalm 119 because they're so powerful. Some of them have already been posted. You know, that's so powerful. Thank you for that powerful prayer, honey. That was amazing. We're praying. We're declaring the word of God old-fashioned way. You know, Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20 says, back to the word. If you don't speak according to this word, it's because there is no light in you. So we got to go to the word. And if you hear anybody speaking or declaring or prophesying or doing whatever, and they are not speaking according to the word, it also means that there is no light in them. This is a powerful instruction in Isaiah 8 and 20. But I want to read through, you know, some of the verses that we have in this Psalm 119. So powerful. So powerful. Psalm 119. So powerful. It is filled with the word of God and the effect of the word of God. That's what it's filled with. Everywhere we turn in that chapter, something about the word is being said. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he says, let me just read through a few of the verses, you know, to inspire our hearts. Some of them we've already read this morning, you know, but I want to read a few more. Blessed are on the undefiled, starting from verse 1, in the way that walk in the law of the Lord. Anytime you see law of the Lord there, just put the word of God there. It's the same thing. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. Well, that word have I hid in my heart, that I should not sin against you. Verse 11. You know, thou has commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. We have read, how shall we cleanse our ways? Verse 9, by taking heed according to thy word. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I should not sin against thee. You know, hallelujah. And this man, he said, look, he prayed in verse 12. He said, Lord, teach me thy statutes. This is the prayer. Teach me thy ways. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Glory to God. And he said in verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts I have respect unto thy ways. Show me thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget your word. Verse 16. And then verse 18 says, Lord, show me wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things out of thy word. Glory to God. You know, and strengthen me according unto thy word. Verse 28. When I am faint, you know, when I have a lot of heaviness in my heart and so forth. That's a good verse. You know, Psalm 119 verse 28 is a good one. You know, when my heart and my soul melted because of heaviness, strengthen thou me, O Lord, according to thy word. That's a powerful one. Hallelujah. Teach me, O Lord, verse 33, way of thy statutes, and I will keep them unto the end. My goodness. All these things are so powerful. Verse 41, so let thy mercies come also unto me, O God, thy salvation according to your word. You know, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. The word is your answer of faith in any situation. When your enemy comes to reproach you, you say, where is your God now? You know, where are all those your dreams, you know, which you have dreamed and so forth? The word of God is your answer of faith. And that is how you will answer back. Verse 49, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast sustained and caused me to hope. You know, my goodness, this man, he loves the word. He said, this is my comfort, even in my affliction. Verse 50, for thy word has quickened me. Hallelujah. So powerful promises here, you know. Powerful promises, you know, but it also gives a warning, you know, when you stray away from the word, affliction might arise. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. That is verse 67. He said, but now I have returned to keep your word. So let's keep that word. It'll keep us from trouble. Hallelujah. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes. Verse 80, that I may not be ashamed. And verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in the heavens. Look at verse 92. It's a beautiful one, you know. So, unless thy law had been my delight, then I should have perished in my affliction. But you will not perish because the word will be your delight. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. That is verses 92 and 93. So powerful. Verse 104. He says, through thy precepts I get understanding. You know, through the word of God, you know. My goodness. Therefore, I hate every false way. And the next verse, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Look at verse 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. And we're just talking about the efficacy of the word of God. I mean, throughout this, you know, great psalm, which is the largest in the Bible. He keeps on talking about the word of God, his precepts and his statutes and all and on and on. Verse 130, one of my favorite. I use it all the time when I speak. The entrance of thy words, the entrance of thy words giveth light, and it brings understanding to the simple. Verse 133. Order my steps, O Lord, in thy word. In thy word, Lord, I pray that you order my steps. You know, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Even as he says, you know, in the book of Romans, you know, sin shall not have dominion over you. Let not iniquity have any dominion over you. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 140. Thy word is very pure. Therefore, I love it. Glory to God. I love it because his word is pure. Hallelujah. Every time you cry unto the Lord, look at this, verse 148. My eyes prevent me in the night watches. I'm crying, Lord, in the night. Maybe you have a burden in your heart. Maybe there's something that keeps you up at night. This is where that keeping up at night comes from. My eyes prevent me in the night watches that I may meditate, meditate upon his word. That's the solution to these things. All the burdens and everything like that. It is my solution. Lord, consider mine affliction and deliver me. Verse 153. For I do not forget thy word. Every time you see thy law there or precept, just put thy word there. It's the same thing. Thy word is true. Verse 160. From the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. My goodness. I rejoice. Verse 162. At thy word, as one that findeth great treasure or great spoil. My goodness. This man rejoices as if he won something. I rejoice at your word as some that has found great, great treasure. Verse 164. 7 times a day. Will I praise thee? And he said, in thy word, O Lord, will I praise thee. You use that word to praise him multiple times a day because you delight in his judgments. 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend the people that love the word of God. They will in no wise be offended. They will not be rattled. They will not freak out. They will be at peace. Glory to God. Oh, let my supplication come before thee. Verse 170. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word. On and on and on and on. For all thy commandments are righteous. Glory to God. This psalm is filled with the word of God. Read through it from time to time. The encouragement, the promises that come from the word of God. There's so many, 176 verses. I couldn't read them all. I just picked here and here, here and there, a little here, a little there. But so powerfully, the effect that the word of God, even he said, look, even when I went astray, and I said, well, the reason I went astray was because I did not stay in the word, But he said, now I keep in thy statutes. Now I understand that the only way to stay from getting into iniquity is to keep your word in my heart. So the word of God is so powerful. We're using that word to declare some things here this morning. Let's also use that word to pull down a few strongholds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And verses 3-6, it talks about, how we can use the power of God's word, glory to God, to pull down all kinds of strongholds. Because we walk not in the flesh, he says, but we walk after the spirit, not after the flesh. We do not walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, or the pulling down of strongholds. What are those weapons? Well, the word of God is one of the most powerful of it all. We've read it. We can use the word to cast down imaginations. The word is an answer to every high thing and exalt itself against the knowledge of God. The word is the way that we bring every thought to the captivity. Into captivity of the obedience of Christ. Philippians 4:8. Think on these things. Order your mind into the word of God. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, if anything is worthy, and so forth, like that, have good report and so forth. Think on these things. Bring your mind, order your mind into the word of God, and be sure yourself
you know, that you are, you know, obeying in the word in its completeness. You know, we talk about the story of Moses, you know, who did not sanctify the Lord. The Lord said one thing, he did a different thing. Despite all his greatness, despite how close he was to God, despite the fact that he had seen the glory of God, he had been in the mount when it was burning, you know, despite the fact that the glory of God shone on his face and people could not even steadfastly behold his face. Yet, the Lord said, speak to the rock. And he said, you know, shall we bring water out of the rock? And he began to smite the rock more than once. You can't do that, you know, and he did not sanctify the Lord. And he allowed his anger, you know, so anger is another stronghold that we must pull down. It's a stronghold. You know, we got to pull that down. You know, we got to put down, you know, and there's some little foxes also that spoil the vine. They may be little, but they are strongholds. Unforgiveness is a stronghold. I mean, it will just eat away like a canker. That's a cancer. It's a stronghold. We got to pull these things down. They are strongholds. We're going to use the word of God to pull them down this morning. There are many forms, you know, even religious delusion, you know, is a stronghold. You know, people, you know, it starts in a small form. The next thing you know, I mean, it's there in the book of Romans 1, verses 21 and 28. You know, it starts a little. The next thing you know, the God is completely out of their minds, you know, and their hearts, consciences are now seared, you know, wow, you know, the religions, a stronghold, we got to come against it. Glory to God. We got to come against, fear and anxiety. You know, we got to come against all kinds of addictions and vices. You know, Romans chapter 7 will tell you all about that. Romans 7 verses 15 to 24 talks about all the things that are in the flesh that we must get rid of. You know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And all these things, you know, what your spirit doesn't want to do, that's where your flesh wants to go. You know in your spirit that you should be slow to speak, you know, and so forth like that, quick to hear. But no, your mouth runs off. You're struggling with all these things. You know, those are strongholds, sir. We must bring them down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How do we do it? Well, Jeremiah 1 and verse 10. You know, we talked about it before, maybe a week or so ago. You know, there's a process, you know, to pulling down, you know, strongholds. You know, you got to weed out, you know, the strongholds and different things before you can build and you can plant. You know, that's what the Lord told Jeremiah. He said, look, I have set you, you know, as a watchman. Glory to God. You know, you have to root out. You have to pull down. You have to destroy. You have to throw down. You have to, before you can begin to build and plant. So we got to pull down some things here this morning. We got to destroy some things. We got to throw down. And the process of destroying is a continuous process. I die daily. That flesh must die daily. I put my body under, you know, so we're going to use that word in prayer this morning. All the works of the flesh, according to Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, they are strongholds. Pride is another stronghold. Oh my goodness. Pride will get people down from the top of the mountain. You know, when pride gets into the heart, is this not, you know, the glory of my kingdom, the excellency of my brightness that I have built by the majesty of my dominion? And Nebuchadnezzar were walking and talking and, you know, so forth like that. He said, all of these things that I have done for my glory by my power and my mind. And the Lord said, I'll show you now. You know, so, you know, pride will bring, you know, these things out. And even religious indignation, righteous, self-righteous indignation does not work the righteousness of God. We saw it in the story of Moses in Numbers 20. He was angry, you know, and he spoke unadvisably with his mouth. He spoke, you know, and called the children of Israel rebels, called the people of the Lord, you know, called them stiff-necked and rebels and all these things and so forth. And he smote the rock twice rather than just speaking to the rock like God said. You know, so Those are strongholds. You know, our self-will is the worst of all these strongholds. And we must submit it to the Lord. When the Lord is telling us one thing, your self-will will cause you to do something else. And it never ends well when we do that. You know, so, you know, let us be obedient to his word. So we're going to pray. This is our next prayer point right now. Is we are going to ask for grace with the Lord and power through his word. Begin to pull down and cast down these imaginations and these things in our lives that are trying to combat the character of God in us. And remember, the character of God is the goal, to be like the Christ is the ultimate goal, you know, but, you know, these things, the strongholds and so forth. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against strongholds of self-righteousness. I come against strongholds of sin consciousness. I come against strongholds of self-will in our hearts that make us to want to do our will rather than submit to your will. And all the vices of the flesh, the anger, the bitterness, the backbiting, the putting forth of the finger, and even all the lust of the eyes, we come against them in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God dwell richly in our heart, in all wisdom and understanding, that we may be able to discern these things a mile off, you know, and to run away from them. Father, in the name of Jesus, let our hearts and our minds be subject to your will in Jesus' name. We surrender to your will, Lord. Obedience to your will, that our own obedience will be fulfilled in order for us to destroy all other disobedience. And Father, everything that man has set up, you know, to try to, you know, to overthrow the knowledge of God is just a rebellious disobedience in their hearts. There are no other gods, but yet the work of men's heart. Lord, will create all these things, and we see the spirit of witchcraft and evil, rulers of the darkness of the world, coming out, especially in a time like this, they call Halloween here in the U.S. In the name of Jesus, let the light shine. Bible says we must shine the light. Shine the light. Glory to God. That's how we overcome darkness. When you come into a room in the night and it's very dark, what is the first thing you do? You reach for the light switch. That's the first thing you do when you enter in a room that's very dark and you can't see your way around. You use your hand to reach for the light switch. And when you turn on the light, now you can see. So let's turn that light on against the works of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Every imagination of the devil and all the tokens of liars, glory to God, by the power of God, we come against them in the name of Jesus. Token of liars says, you know, you can't do that. You are going to die with a sickness. You are diagnosed with this or that. Whereas God said, I have healed you with my stripes. By your stripes, we are already healed. All the tokens of lies even gets worse, you know, when there's witchcraft and sorcery involved. But hey, there is no divination. Numbers 23:23. Against the children of God, there is no incantation, there is no enchantment, there is no divining against the children of God that will prosper. All the peeping and muttering spirits, let their eyes be blinded. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Remember, as you know, Jesus said to Nicodemus in the book of John, chapter 3 and verse 8, I believe it is. He said to him, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and he heareth the sound thereof, but you cannot tell where it's going or coming. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. They cannot divine your lives. They cannot look at you through the crystal ball in the name of Jesus unless you submit to them. Glory to God. So, Father, Lord, let us be like that wind. Let your children be like the wind. They cannot tell until we're gone. Glory to God. We're passed by. We're clean escaped in Jesus' name. Glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Everyone that is born of the Spirit of God will be like the wind. They will just pass through. Nobody can divine. Nobody can tell. No peeping spirit, no muttering spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father, crown your people with your glory, Lord. Let us experience. Let us experience, Lord, your presence. There's a song that says, your presence is heaven to me. Let me experience it again, Lord, and again, and again, and again. And that's why we must keep coming back every morning to burn wood upon this altar. In the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you for this room today. I thank you for everyone that's been in this room today. And I want to take some personal requests. I feel fired up right now. If you have a personal request, we've already prayed for spiritual things, but let's handle the material things as well. If you have a personal request on this morning, you can put it in the chat room, and I'm going to pray over them, or you can come to the stage. Either way, we are going to pray over some personal requests here this morning. It doesn't matter. If you can just declare it with your heart and your mouth this morning and you can believe it, then Jesus said you can have whatsoever you say. And also, when you have somebody that has some real faith believing along with you, don't ever pray with somebody that has no faith or unbelief. They'll just pull you down. That never works. But get somebody that has some power with God, that believes God. Glory to God. And when they believe God and you believe God together, Jesus said, if any two of you together will believe and anything you ask, it shall be done. Glory to God. Isaiah 43 and verse 26. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare it that you may be justified. So what is it that you would like to declare this morning? Glory to God. Samantha says, finances. Ha! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is the God, that owns a cattle on a thousand hills. And the Lord is the God of all finances. But we must use wisdom. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for your finances that God will give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. There is a story in the Bible. We call it the prodigal son story. And everybody says one thing or the other about this boy that asked, his father for, his riches, and he went and squandered it. And everybody thought that he did, something evil, by asking. Well, it wasn't the fact that he asked that was evil. It was what was belonged to him anyway. Doesn't the Bible say that we should ask that we may receive? So there was nothing wrong in the fact that he asked. What was wrong was the mismanagement of the finances. So when we're praying for our finances, we need to also be praying that God will give us prudence to manage our finances well. Because this boy, he went, and squandered all that he got, and then he began to be in want. And sometimes the Lord will bless us, but we just don't manage the finances right. And I love, when I teach on this, I love to tell people that, look, every time that God gives you more than you need at the moment, it is for the rainy day. But most of us, what do? When we have more than we need, we go on a spending spree and we spend it all, and then later on, when the day of adversity comes, we begin to be in want. And God will say, well, I already gave it to you, but you squandered it away. Let us learn from the story of Joseph in the Bible, in the land of Egypt, after he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, two dreams given to him to mean the same thing. And he gave counsel and used discretion and deep understanding to call it out. Say, in the time of plenty, put aside 20%. That's what he said. One fifth of all the increase in the land of all those 7 years. Most people don't know how to say it, you know. And the Lord talks about your bread basket and your storehouse. Bread basket is what you need now. Storehouse is what you need later. So I pray for you, Samantha, in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord bless your bread basket now. And let him also give you reserve for your storehouses. Absolutely. Some people say, well, I don't need to save. I know. It's in the Bible. You know, there is precedence for it. We just talked about the story of Joseph. I taught them how to save when there was plenty. When you have more than you need, you know, that's God preparing for the days ahead. There's really no reason for him to ever give you more than you need. You know, just give you what you need. But when he gives you running over, it is because you're going to need that extra later on. Not only for yourself, but to help somebody else. So I pray that the Lord will help you to manage your finances right. I pray that God will also help you pull you out of debt, but you must stay out of debt. You know, years ago I prayed. I said, Lord, you know, help me get out of debt. And the Lord said, well, but you must stay out of debt. You know, so I said, the Lord said, I will help you, but you must stay out of debt. And I said, Lord, but you help me first. The Lord said, well, I will help you, but you must stay out of debt. And he repeated the thing more than once to me. And I said, Lord, okay, fine. You know, so then I began to cut up all my credit cards and all that kind of stuff, you know, because I dug myself into a big hole. This was many years ago when we first came into this country, maybe around 1987. And then I said, Lord, if you help me, I will straighten out everything. And the Lord said, well, I will help you, but you have to straighten out everything. It's amazing how the Lord will tell you the very things that you are asking him to help you with, and he will tell it back to you. Praise God. It's like Jeremiah that said, Lord, you are the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for you to do? And then God came back and told him, I am the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for me to do. You know, so God help you with your finances and God give you wisdom. But remember, a little in God's hand can go a long way. Glory to God. Jesus, all he needed was a little boy's lunch, and he can multiply that to feed thousands. Glory to God. And after that, also even gather fragments that nothing should waste. So the Lord is going to bless you. The Lord is going to help you. And I want to say something to people here in this room. There is a way that God brings blessing to us that is beyond our means. It's beyond our means. You know, it's beyond our means. The thing that it's called in season and out of season. I've taught on it on this clubhouse. Maybe one day I'll do it again in this room. In season and out of season blessing. You know, out of season blessing comes from, it's not even your sweat or your labor. In season blessing is, you know, comes from your sweat and your labor. You know, you work a job, you know, every 2 weeks you get paid. That's in season. You know, you work for it, you get paid for it. It's that simple. It's no big deal for that. But when God will bless you out of season, glory to God, something that you did not even work for, or something that you work for, but he gave you a whole lot more. You know, I mean, what you do not think you're going to get. It's out of season blessings. And I pray for everyone in this room that you will never be out of season when it comes to the blessing of God. You'll always be in season. And some people are always talking about, you know, it's my season for this, my season. You can always be in that season. For blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Glory to God. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law or word, as we have been saying today, doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in season. You know, his leaves shall not wither, because he will never be out of season. and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Glory to God. Cynthia is praying, glory to God, that he will be, she will be consistent in studying the word of God. And also, I think she's praying for marriage. I'm not sure that I understand that. Yes. She said yes to that. Okay. Praise God. So we're going to pray, consistency. Consistency in prayer and in studying the word of God. That's a good prayer. That's the needful part. Martha and Mary in the house with Jesus. Martha running about, cumbered with so many things. Mary just standing, sitting at his feet, wanting to learn his word. Martha coming to Jesus and said, "Be my sister, go help me with these things." And Jesus saying, "No, she has chosen the needful part, and that will not be taken from her." So the needful part is for us to be consistent in his presence and not run off, but stay right there. Hallelujah. That's the needful part, God will help us. I pray for you, that God will help you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To be able to do that. And when he begins to draw you in, then don't run off. Stay right there. And the Lord will give you the grace. There will be many challenges that will come, to distract you when you're trying to learn God's word and you're trying to stay in his presence and that he's trying to speak to you. But then I'm going to give you a point blank promise, for you concerning marriage. Isaiah 34:16 says, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None of them shall want her mate." And he's even talking specifically to a woman. "You will not be unmarried. Glory to God. For my mouth it had commanded, and his spirit had gathered them." The Lord's mouth has spoken it. The Spirit of God will walk it out. And we did I don't know if it was on the 11th of this month or something. We did you can listen to the replays on that. You go look for it under my profile, the replay called Hephzibah and Beulah. And when I did that, I also covered on the subject of marriage, and because there is a point blank promise. Also, in that chapter of chapter 62 of Isaiah, when we covered it, when we did the Hephzibah and Beulah, and he said, look, you will no longer be termed forsaken. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. For thou shalt not be termed forsaken anymore. Isaiah 62 and verse 4. Neither shall you be termed desolate, but you'll be called Hephzibah and Beulah, because the Lord delighted in you and you shall be married. Praise the Lord. Now, if you desire it, claim that promise in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, Lord, we pray for her that she will not want her mate according to your word. She will not be desolate. She will not be alone. Glory to God. Jesus, the Bible says that the Lord set the solitary in families. God doesn't want us to be alone. He wants us to be, happy. Glory to God. He said it was not good for the man to be, neither is it good for the woman to be alone. It just so happened that the man came first. If it was the woman that had come first, he would have said the same thing. It's not good for this woman to be alone either. So it's never good. Except someone has grace for it. Not everybody has grace for it. So we pray for you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And while you are waiting, prepare. Glory to God. Times of waiting shall be times of preparation. We cover this in our marriage ministry room all the time. And when we're waiting, The Bible says the bride makes herself ready. We prepare ourselves. And I pray for anyone that's listening to this, not just Cynthia, whether you are single first time or single again, God is the God of restoration. Glory to God. And he knows how to do that when we trust him and when we make our desires open before him. And he will grant you the desires of your heart according to his will in the name of Jesus. And as you study to be quiet, the Bible says, you will study and the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. It will help you get you ready. And while you are single, you know, while you are single, attend unto the Lord, upon the Lord without distraction. That's the time while we're still single, you know, because the single woman, you know, she has opportunity to serve the Lord without distraction. You know, the married woman can do that too, but, you know, she has to also attend to some things. But listen, married or single, we must serve the Lord. We covered that yesterday, I think, in the story of Enoch. Enoch was having children, but yet, I mean, he got married and he was having kids, you know, and all of that, having sons and daughters, but yet he was seeking the Lord and walking with God. So that should not prevent any of us from walking with God. So God bless you, Sister Cynthia. I pray that the Lord will grant you the desires of your heart. Two people that are walking in the light, that God has ordained, you know, to be together, their paths will eventually intersect. You know, glory to God. God will bring the right person your way. Hallelujah. And God will give you the spirit of discernment and the spirit of sound judgment, that you will use prudence in waiting upon the Lord and making the choice and the decision. I mean, when it comes your way, when they come to ask, it's your decision and it's your choice, but the Lord will guide you. Praise God. And you will be found also. You will not be desolate. You will no longer be termed desolate. God will change your story. Will help Sabah and Beulah, because the Lord delights in you and you will not be alone. You will be married. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. These are some promises for you. Run with that. Take also Isaiah 34 and 16 and run with it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me see if there's any other prayer points that I missed. I think we covered them. Hallelujah. So I want to just, I want my wife to do a room reset and just acknowledge people that are in the room. And tell them about other things that we have going on. God bless you. Are you there, honey? Okay, maybe she stepped away from the phone.
I'm here.
Room reset.
Hallelujah.
People that are in the room.
All right.
And then tell them about other things we have going on before we close.
All right. Praise the Lord. What a day. In the presence of the Lord. It's wonderful. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, for everyone in this room. As you can see, we come here every morning at, I think, Eastern time, 7:15 a.m. Arizona time is 4:15 a.m. Every morning we try, by God's grace, to be here. And also, I think Nigerian time, so we have people that join us from Nigeria, will be 12:15 PM over there. So we thank God for the grace that he has given us to start this room and is able to sustain us. Glory. And we want to thank Sister Grace for posting all the scriptures in the back in the chat room. God bless you for that. And everyone else that has been doing that, Sister Buki did that yesterday. The Sister Pearl has been doing it for also, and myself. So we thank God for the ability and for raising help even for in this room. And we want to thank God for the grace He has given unto the, my husband, the pastor Yato, that has urged him to start this room. We thank God for His auction of the Holy Spirit. And above all, we know it's the Spirit of God that is guiding, that is leading, that is doing all these things. And it is marvelous in our eyes. We also want to thank God for all our devoted people that have been coming. Sister Alexis, we acknowledge you. We thank God for your life. We know the Lord is with you. Sister Grace, again, I thank you. We bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and give you peace by all means. And your beloved husband, Brother Colapo, that was here earlier, probably has to go to work or something. We know the Lord is going to bless your home and your children with peace and rest. We want to thank God for Brother Elisha all the way from Nigeria that has joined us. We thank God for your life and your family, your wife, Sister Anu, and your children. We pray that the Lord bless you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and give you peace. We want to thank Michelle for joining us this morning and Sister Cynthia for joining us. And we know the Lord has answered your prayers, because we have used His word to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Sister Samantha, we thank God for your life, for joining us this morning. And you've always been there coming to this room. God bless you. God make His face to shine upon you. And I see that you're not, I will follow you. I hope you follow me also. God bless you. And let's see, Sister Cynthia. Yes, I'm going to follow you, Sister Cynthia. I hope you follow me also. Let's get connected. And Michelle also, let's see. You follow me? Let me better follow you back. God bless you. And Sister Alexis, I think, yeah, we both follow each other. So God bless you. God bless you and bless you. Have a wonderful day. And the Lord make His face to shine upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep all of you this weekend. And we come back again tomorrow before we go to the house of worship. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. And I also have a prayer room. I go back and forth. If you see me leave the room, it's because I have this room that was established a long time ago that I do. And the people will not let go. They just love to come and pray. So we are going to be, we're always in the presence of the Lord at 4:30. So I leave this room about 15 minutes into the room, and I come back to join the room to the glory of God. So I thank you all, and I thank my husband, Pastor Yato, for this room. I bless the Lord for his life and pray for his strength, that the Lord continue to keep him and bless him with good health, that even as his days are, so shall his strength be. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. I don't see. Did you schedule a marriage ministry room today? I was trying to post the link. I don't see.
No.
Are we having that today? Or is there some event?
No, I did not. So you might need to do that.
All right. So let me just tell the folks that are in the room the benefit of following the moderators that when we host other rooms, it may be under other platforms, you will get notified. And if that's something of interest to you, we will schedule a marriage ministry room. It's usually held on Saturdays. And that's when we hold it later in the afternoon. So I'm sure one will be coming up today. If you're following Lady Ebo, you will see when that room gets scheduled. Also, you can follow the clubs individually. This one is called House of Faith. We do have the Walking with God. I think the room we did yesterday was under Walking with God. And we, you know, depending on the topic, the room might be hosted under Walking with God or House of Faith. So follow those clubs so that you can get notifications when they are started and so on and so forth. And the Lord bless everyone. Well, it's been an awesome day. And again, thank you so much, Brother Elisha. Good to see you. And greetings to your wife, Sister Anu. Blessings to the both of you. I know sometimes she listens in on your phone, so it's hard to say whether it's Elisha that's there or Anu that's there. But, you know, God bless you both. God bless everybody for being here. Thank you for spending part of your morning with us. Yeah, and listen, you got the rest of the day. We started the day off on a good footing, you know, by coming into the presence of the Lord. In the morning, will I direct my prayer toward thee, said the psalmist. You know, so, and we started it. We commanded the womb of the morning to bring God, you know, bring the dew of youth into our lives, and God will bring us the beauty of holiness, according to the words of Psalm 110, verse 3. So, finally, remember, every morning, let's burn wood on that altar, and let's keep the fire burning. Leviticus 6, 12, and 13. That's been our theme scripture all month long. And keep yourselves in the love of God, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up your most holy faith that way, and looking for the glorious coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And be triumphant. Lift up your head, because he has given you the victory. God bless all of you. Thank you again for joining. We will be closing this room now in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll be back tomorrow about the same time again, as my wife has announced, by the grace of God. God bless you all. Have a great day.